Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barber, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to, we are going to be dissecting and we're going to be destroying myths on creating wealth and becoming financially free. Now, if you're on YouTube, right behind me, you will see the baby money soldiers. We're going to be talking about those baby money soldiers myths. And if you've never heard of what a baby money soldier is, let me dive in right now. I've got one in front of me. If you're on YouTube, you'll see a dollar bill. Every dollar that comes into your life is what we call a baby money soldier. Now, to create wealth, really determined by how you allocate and you use those baby money soldiers. Those people who will actually put money, baby money soldiers aside and invest them to be able to procreate more baby money soldiers, they're just going to create wealth a lot faster. But let's dive into these myths. And this first one really bothers me because when I was growing up, I thought, hey, the more money I make, the easier it is to become financially free. Little did I know about Parkinson's law, which affects the vast majority of us living in America. You're making $100,000 a year. Life's going well. You're paying your bills. All of a sudden, you get a nice raise. You're making $200,000 a year. Hey, I'm going to become financially free a lot quicker. I just add an additional $100,000. Well, what does the average person do? Their lifestyle tends to bump up. Instead of saying to themselves, I've got an additional, let's say $60,000 or $70,000 of baby money soldiers after tax, what do they do with that money? They go out, they get a bigger home, they get a bigger car, they go on vacation. All of a sudden, the husband, Gino, buys some jewelry for my wife, Julia. I'm killing my baby money soldiers. I'm not letting them procreate. So it doesn't matter how much money you make. If you get trapped into that law where you continue to make more, you continue to earn more, but you're not using your baby money soldiers properly, you're not going to create wealth. That's really, really important. It's not what you make, as my father used to say, it's what you keep. So understand, it's not how much money you're making, it's how you're allocating your baby money soldiers and allowing them to grow. I would write this down. This little slogan that I heard about, 15 years ago really hit me hard. Is your money working hard for you, or are you working hard for your money? If you're only working hard for your money and you're not allowing your baby money soldiers to work hard for you, it's going to be a lot more challenging, especially in this environment, in this economy, for you to create wealth. Now, the second one, it's too risky to invest my money. Try staying in a job. A lot of people out there have a ton of fear. They're afraid because they don't understand the vehicle that they're investing in. If you don't allow your baby money soldiers to grow, to procreate, it's going to be very challenging to be able to grow your money. Now, you look at real estate. Not only are you growing your assets in real estate, you're also getting a massive tax advantages. If I had that money in a savings account, let's say, I'd be making interest, but I'd also be paying taxes on that interest. A lot of investors out there have tax advantages where they're paying so much less in taxes because of those tax savings that real estate allows you. So think about it and challenge yourself. Am I too risky because I don't understand, or is it too risky to invest your money? My mom always told me, hey, Gino, you're lucky. You've got a small little business. You know, things are going really well for you. Well, that was back in 2012 and 2013. Something called COVID hit in 2020. Now, fortunately, I had left the restaurant in 2016. But if I had that mindset of, I've got one little business here, one little restaurant, I'm not going to invest any of my money, I would have been shut down for the pandemic. I probably would have lost that business. So rethink that mindset. Now, this third one is so important. This makes the difference between someone who's financially savvy and someone who's financially unintelligent. All debt is bad. That is such a really challenging myth for a lot of people because they've been taught to pay down their debt, to get rid of their debt. Now, not all debt is bad. I need you to separate debt into a bucket of personal debt and business debt. Now, the personal debt is where you're killing your baby money soldiers because you're putting there and you're buying cars, you're putting money on credit cards, you have mortgage debt, student debt. Although student debt and education debt could be a form of investing because you're investing in yourself. But if you've got a three-year degree and you haven't graduated yet and you left college, that's bad debt. So understand the difference between personal debt and business debt. Those who are financially wealthy and financially savvy and have that mindset of the wealthy mindset, use their business, use their assets and lever up, and that business debt they're using to create cash flow to pay for their personal lifestyles. Number four, you need to have a lot of baby money soldiers to start investing. This is the biggest, for me, limiting belief that most of us have, because that's just putting off the inevitable. You're giving yourself an excuse. I don't have enough. It's not the right time. I'm never going to start. In 2016, my son Michael comes to me and he says, "Dad, I want to buy an amplifier. Loves to play guitar. He's pretty awesome at it. He already had a couple." "Okay, Mike, you've got $5,000 in the bank. You want to spend how much for an amp?" $1,500. I didn't have the example of a baby money soldier, but I'm like, "Mike, you're going to spend 30% of your baby money soldiers on a luxury that you already have. You're going to be killing them." And I persuaded him at the time, he was 16. I still wanted him to make the decision, because if I told him blanket no, I didn't want him to resent that. But I made him understand you can't spend your net worth and then you don't have any money set on the side if something happens. Let's invest that money. 6 months later, we invested that money into a deal. 5 years looking back, if he had killed his baby money soldiers, he wouldn't have X amount of money coming in from that deal and various other deals, because that one deal has spawned into 6 deals because he's been able to refinance the baby money soldiers out and go into the next deal. He started with a paltry $5,000 and it's grown into a mid six-figure net worth. And you may think it's incredible. You may think it's not believable. I'm here to tell you, starting out with a small amount gets you started. It gets the momentum going. It gets the juices flowing. All of a sudden, you're in the game. And it's once you have that skin in the game, everything changes for you. You become concerned. You become more aware. And you start spending more time with that. So don't stop yourself by saying, "Oh, I don't have enough money." Start today, no matter how much you have. And I think the last one, you can couple this one in. I have something about an estate plan, which is really, really important. It's too late to start for me to start investing. Let's do that 4.1. It's too late. I'm already in my 50s or my 60s. It's never too late. Because once you get into the mindset, if you're at that age, at least be able to teach the next generation. Show them that you waited too long. I made the mistake of waiting too long, but I'm still going to invest. Because if you're in your 50s and 60s, you can live to your 80s. Start investing now. Don't wait. Do it now. I think this last one, this number five, an estate plan is only for the rich. That for me, it really has nothing to do with becoming financially free or becoming wealthy. But once you're starting out, you need to protect your baby money soldiers. You need to protect your life. And an estate plan isn't an amazing way to do that. Whether it's a last will and testament, healthcare proxy, you're talking about a power of attorney, whatever that may be with the estate plan, it's important that you need to start creating one. And if you're just starting out and you've just started having kids at that age, you still need a last will and testament. You need guardianship for your children. If you're a little bit more advanced and you have a couple of assets, maybe look into a revocable trust so you can start trying to think to yourself down the road, if something does happen to me, I need to put these assets into a revocable trust so I can avoid probate. So don't think of yourself, this is once again, I'm too small. I don't need that. Over 70% of the people in this country do not have an estate plan. And it's something that you need to start putting your wrapping your mind around, because you're looking at yourself today. I promise you, if you follow baby money rules in the next 10 years, you're going to generate so much wealth that you're going to be like, "Oh, wow, I need to do it now." Start planning accordingly now. What I love to hear, I mean, if you're out there and you're looking to yourself, how do I get started in real estate? How do I get started creating my baby money soldiers? What I want you to do, two things. First thing, email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. I'll send you a free copy of our PDF book, Wheelbarrow Profits. I'll send it to you by email. And the second thing is just go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. Every month, we have a monthly webinar talking about how to create wealth, talking about what's going on in the market. Some months we have testimonials and students sharing their deals. Remember, it's never too late, and you don't need to have a lot of money to start investing in an asset, and more importantly, investing in yourself. So just go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. And sign up for our next month's webinar. Listen, I love talking about baby money soldiers. I love talking about creating wealth. We always say it's a pretty simple process. It ain't easy. I was just fortunate to be able to have a partner like Jake and to really invest in my education early on, understand what multifamily was. And I selected that as a vehicle. That may not be your vehicle to create wealth, but understand that there's a vehicle out there for you. And let me leave you with this. Understanding the relationship you have with money will make you conquer a lot of these myths. Go read The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. Transformational book. Understanding what your relationship with money is will help you to create wealth. Once again, thanks for being on the show. Once again, thanks for listening, and we will see you on the next show.